Hello and welcome to the new human transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I'm your host, Deanne Hampton, coming to you from a chilly morning in the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina. I just feel strangely excited by this year and sitting here in this space and calling in just the love and presence and joy of all creation to hold the container, create the space for this gathering and reunion. I just feel all this bubbly, effervescent frequency inside all of my body. 2022, it vibrates a 6, and 6 is one of the most harmonious of all numbers. Its vibration is one of compassion, understanding, warmth, harmony, reunion, love. There is greater and greater expression all around this planet of people coming into alignment. And alignment is about harmony. Humans aligning, finding one another by a common desire and intention to create. It's happening. And it's happening all the time in vortex tours as well. And something is definitely up with this platform, All Things New Human, New Consciousness 5D, and India. I am meeting so many amazing, lovely, they feel like family from India. Unity, unity, unity. Even as so much of the planet struggles with the illusion of polarity, division, and fear. But as we wake up to ourselves, know ourselves, and the truth of who we are finding each other by frequency. A new alignment that begins with compassion, understanding, and harmony around health, around planetary healing, around new systems of building, community, creating wealth, harnessing energy in a new way, redefining family. This is all fifth dimensional reality, and we are coming into it very quickly now. How we educate our children, all of this, and so much more. And whatever avenue we choose, we are all being activated to express and shine the highest message and the highest hope into human awareness as a frequency, as energy to all of humanity. And all of this activity, this outreach, this stimulus is serving to bring us all into greater coherence with ourselves, our purpose, why we signed up and chose to be here now. All that our world has been prior to this moment, life on this planet, the races and generations, civilizations before us have played an important part up to this moment. But this moment is calling for a generational leap and huge surrender to everything that was before. With gratitude, 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 gratitude to the journey, the destructive phase of humanity. We are on the perfect journey. Even with all the destruction and chaos, it is all an important building block and launching pad to a new cycle and new humanity. So, the fifth dimension is so many things wonderful and true that we know in ourselves. The fifth dimension is the expansion of awareness of the third and fourth dimension. The higher you vibrate, the more you understand different dimensional experiences and that they're all playing a part of the whole, and they are all ultimately an expression of love. In the third dimension, this paradigm, the duality, polarity consciousness, here it shows us both shadow and light, love and fear, life and death. The influence of the egoic mind and the presence of the heart's capacity to create from a higher perspective and understanding. And this contrast is to help us wake up and return home, home to ourselves and the higher awareness, like a cosmic aha of why we are here. If there were only light, we wouldn't really know the experience of a felt love. We wanted the contrast, celebrated the opportunity to experience duality. The fifth dimension, the intention and one pointed focus of the new human, the influence of the shining ones, the activation of your crystalline DNA, is the experience of just being in love with life. It's not about leaving here or focusing our awareness on what could, should be different or better, but coming to really enjoy and appreciate and love it here. No sadness, no emotion, no right and wrong. We get all of that from our culture and religions, mom and dad, etc. You cannot know and be in the experience of the fifth dimension until you fully remember love and learn how to embrace and find joy in the midst of all this chaos. Everything that I'm sharing with you is coming through experience, a felt experience of how this plasma light, this photon energy, the rising frequency of our planet is helping us to shift our interior, which then shifts the exterior. 5D takes us beyond the mental, The mental and emotional reality have served us and will continue to serve us, but it is only a small part of who we are. It is like one band in the rainbow. Enlightenment is to shine out through all your molecules the love and power of who you are. No distraction, regardless of what is inside of you. I really encourage you to just close your eyes often today, and beyond trying to listen to the words intellectually, to just keep breathing deeply, taking everything into your interior, and that breath running all through your cells with remembrance. This power to shine out through all your molecules, this is something that I'm really guided to spend time on today. This first glorious, limitless, revelatory new human transmission of 2022. The higher alignment and invitation of the year 2022 in our world is into an expansive year of truth. Truth on a personal level, aligning with your greater purpose, your greater self, community, and the support and abundance to ground your service into action. And truth on a collective level. This year will be a more delineated expression of timelines, 3D on its journey of compliance and being stripped of its own authority. We hold that in our heart, no judgment. And then a new humanity saying, no, no more to fear and subjugation, but pivoting again and again to the divine capacity we have to rise above all this division into unity and new creations. Everything that we see as a problem is actually part of the solution. We just haven't been seeing it through a big enough experience. We tend to see things through our own trauma, through fear and lack and limitations, through the lower chakras. 5D is the realm of manifestation. We cannot take fear with us, or we would destroy everything. We've seen with COVID that reality, how fear destroys the immune system. The fifth dimensional realm, which is here now in its frequency, there is this great correction that goes on within us. If you are in a job or a relationship or a location on the planet or holding on to a belief that is not aligned with this cellular upgrade, your cells will not be able to stand it. You move into 5D, you become incredibly sensitive to everything around you. Not the unbearable sensitivity of this last cycle we went through, where you can't tolerate things because all of this new energy is really rooting within your crystalline DNA. And then more and more, you see the energy of the vibration of people and the aura around objects and nature and trees, your pets, your home, everything. And then you don't see the fear realm. You see how incredibly just beautiful and complex and even elegant we are in the life around us. Not affected by the third density, because you're not there. Moving without thought. How often have you heard that over the years here? It's how these shows are created. It is the heart of my vortex tours and teaching humans about a new relationship with this planet. The fifth dimensional reality is the gateway to all other dimensions. And when you finally reach and really embody fifth dimensional awareness, you are an awareness that can perceive the past and the future and the present in this now. Reality is mutable, and as we change the present in ourselves, in our lives, and eventually our world, we change the past and the future. You know, if you haven't seen the movie Lucy with Scarlett Johansson, and even if you have, I love this movie. If you really watch the movie from energy, through 5D awareness, she is demonstrating fifth dimensional awareness. It's so powerful. And when I watch it, it's like it's prompting a memory or stimulating a knowing within me. And every time I watch it, I see something different, which is another aspect of fifth dimensional awareness. Things are constantly changing because you are in the present moment and not bringing thought and emotion and past and what if into those beautiful present moment. This fifth dimensional awareness is happening as we talk all around the world. The increase and mastery of manifestation is the fifth dimensional awareness. There is enough energy in the universe to manifest anything we want. The universe is super abundant. People like Sai Baba are not any more special or have greater magic than you. They are just demonstrating to us what is possible. It is a non-mental, moving without thought, creating without thought process, trusting the moment, trusting yourself, feeling the moment, following the energy of the moment. Too much mental just cuts off the magic of the universe. So when we talk about truth, no one has the complete truth. Many have slices of the truth, which has helped us to grow and remember as a humanity, but the whole truth of existence is held by all of us, like this beautiful, wondrous puzzle. And We need each other to complete it. And to do that, we've got to stay right here. Right here. Without thoughts, without what ifs, becoming more and more aware of ourselves when we judge what is, and self-correcting that moment. Everything is here. No God and only God are the same thing. We keep taking ourselves into limitation because that's the groove we know. That's the primary focus of consciousness on our planet. And ironically, it feels safe to the ego because it's familiar. The idea that we are not safe, or that we have been wronged in some way, that is the experience of the Maya, the illusion. And only when we align with the moment and our true self, highest expression, can we see through that illusion. Light and dark are not opposites, and they are not in opposition. One creates the path for the other. God is the light, but God is also the shadow, nudging us back toward the light. Remember. Nature doesn't know good and evil. We are learning what it is to be aligned. And aligned is only here, where everything is present and everything is available. The fifth dimension says, oh, this is all me. It vibrates the acceptance of all life, living in reverence, the rapture of existence. It's the dimension of the masters, because you understand that you, oh gosh, are everything. We're so very lucky to be human. I'm telling you, the people of the future are going to look back on the people of this time as the giants of history. It might be beneficial to understand that because this is the dimension of duality, that number 6 in the vibration of 2022 also has a polarity to the positive aspects that, of course, directly relate to the positive. So the urge to care for and protect family members. If you are in fear, you see your family as unsafe in all this Maya, and you want to rescue them. And that denies their divinity, denies that there is only God experiencing form through you, through your loved ones, through me, through us all, through our choices. There is only love. And if we zoom out to the collective, the vibration of 6 taken to extremes is playing God. Does that sound familiar? Suggesting that you don't know what's best for yourself, or that one person knows what's best for the collective. Interfering with the rise of self and a higher wisdom, higher knowing, higher love that is now enveloping our world. It's all on the table. How exciting is that? How exciting And what a gift to have so much profound choice so illuminated for us, so that we can feel ourselves standing up, rising up, becoming more and more of who we are, conscious choices, conscious decisions, conscious creations. I love what I get to do in the world. I'm so grateful for this now and grateful for my life. Everything around me and in the details of my life can be falling apart and chaotic, but I still myself in this alignment, this higher purpose of my life, and all the other things fall away. I feel the bliss of all creation and the truth of who I am. From this alignment with our greater path and purpose and self, we cannot help but move into a higher vibrating earth experience. This is why we are all here, to know our own truth. The frequencies in these transmissions, the story and content, metaphor, the center and alignment you experience here are in support of your truest alignment. And those of you who have been with me since the beginning, you know this, and I'm so, so grateful. And you are a part of what gets created here ongoing on so many levels, more than you know. So I have a brand new meditation to share with you today, Sunday, January 9th. Aligned with this threshold into 2022. Woohoo! Yeah, I can't hardly even say it without getting tickled. The intention of this meditation is to help stabilize all the weather disturbances being caused by imbalances, to assist in midwifing the birth of a new cycle, a new era for our earth home and for this humanity. I know I shared on the last show that I had the perfect meditation for this first transmission of January 2022. And then I observed and felt, and my fifth dimensional awareness was stimulated by all the environmental activity happening, and this became the most important meditation to start the year off with. So I'm just always listening and staying in the moment, and this show is vibrating that capacity, the essential importance of all of us listening and staying in the moment to continue to know our next highest expression and where we can be of the greatest service. So as you focus your energy into this meditation, know that you send healing light into the fierce Kali energy of the tornadoes and fires and flooding around the world. It is a powerful understanding that your peace is her peace. You are never helpless in lending support as so much of our planet and so much of humanity is undergoing reset and renewal, rebirth. meditation is all about centering ourselves, calming the body and mind, the nervous system down. We live in a world that taxes the nervous system every single day. But when we take time for stillness, we parent the inner child, reassuring and comforting the small self with the opportunity to feel the present moment, where there is always peace and always love. So I know I have a captive audience here, but just a reminder that as you continue to work with these meditations, it's important to come to meditation always at a time and in a place where you know that you will be undisturbed, with reverence, preparing the moment to come to the altar of your heart.